Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Reverse Cowboy.
We are live. We are back. Ungle Boys.
I think it's 22, episode 22. Got a little piggy shoekeeper right up in my shoe.
All those scummy cunts who won't give us a quid, it's probably episode 19 to you because you've missed out on the quality goods that cost a pound. But no, you won't give us it because you're too fucking tight and you're like,
I know, let's not start.
I'm joking.
We gave them a special deal, the Bag for Life deal, not expecting so many people to bite our fucking hands off. But, you know, whatever, you're there now.
We're not very good businessmen. I wouldn't pay a quid for it, so I don't expect you to. But thank you for having us and listening anyway. Well, what's been going on? All right, fans?
Nothing. Apart from the fact that any loyal Bulgarian listeners will know I've had a bad neck issue.
You've been doing this on your blog? You've been posting this?
I've been blogging about my neck blog.
I'm vlogging
it. A neck blog.
Vlogging.
Yeah.
All the logins.
So, yeah, basically I've got to have spinal surgery and he said I'm going to end up like one of them fucking dogs with no legs, two wheels at the back.
Can we live stream this to them?
He said, look, you can either have spinal surgery or I can remove your legs and give you two wheels. I said, yeah.
Yeah, wheels.
I'd rather go under the knife, doc.
I mean, we've all seen The Wizard of Oz 2.
Don't watch kids' films.
Even when you were a kid, you were like, nah, show me fucking Terminator Toad, Dad. Show me some free tits on
Freddy.
Total Recall.
Watch. Freddy.
Show me Freddy. I won't be scared, Dad.
My daughter's just randomly started, like, her vocabulary has now expanded to the words punch, kick, I'm going to cut you in half, and bite your nose.
I wonder where that's come from.
Not definitely not from me.
Really?
Definitely not from me. I wouldn't use any of those words.
Is it from a rogue cousin? That naughty
possibly,
little lad.
Possibly a rogue cousin.
A little gay lad.
Possibly, or might not be gay. And it wouldn't matter if he is anyway, he's only three. Fucking hell. You've trapped me. You know, no, lovely kid. But
he's
maybe
gay.
We don't know what the evidence. Someone is telling my kid, have you learned to tell someone you're going to cut them in half?
That's weird.
Nuts.
I should watch some naughty telly.
No, of course not.
It must be from nursery.
Yeah, it's from nursery. It's from some kid with an older brother who's picking up that lingo and spreading it.
Because you live in the hood.
Oh, do I fuck live in the hood? You know where
I
live.
It's lovely, actually. It's really nice.
But the nursery is in the hood.
When I was a little kid, I came home and my mum, it was like toy day at school. We could take your toy in. I must have been about five. She was like, do you want to take this in? And I went, nah, it's shit. So my mum was like, what? She was like, I said, it's shit. Because I'd heard this kid called Andrew Newsom say shit and told me what it was. And she was like, where did you learn that? And I said, Andrew Newsom. She was so angry. She said, don't you ever go near that family again.
I remember calling my mum tight once, and she got the wrong end. I don't know what end of the stick she
was. Why did she think it was?
Well, I don't know. It was like, I just said, oh, mum, why are you so fucking tight? Shouldn't have said it. I didn't obviously say it like that, but I was like, oh, mum, don't be tight, or whatever. It's like a northern phrase, isn't
it?
She got it off my cousin, or whatever, I don't know. She
means, you like to stop being mean.
I remember she pulled the car over, like, yeah, I fucking say that to me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not a bad one.
I don't know, I think she...
She thought it was something else.
I wouldn't even like to,
Maybe she didn't know what that meant.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I remember coming home to my stepmom, and she was like, what have you done today? And I was like, oh, I had a fight with this lad. And she was like, why? And I was telling her why and all this stuff. And she was like, don't do that. And she said, what happened? And I was like, well, then he hit me with this water pistol. It broke over my head. And then I said, and I went, twat, twat, twat in his head. And she went, what did you do? And I went, in his head. She went, "You didn't say that word, did you?" And I was like, "No."
Twat. And she was like, that's like a mixed race swear word, isn't it?
It's a northern thing. I think we should reclaim swear words because the weight behind them is just imposed by like fuddy duddies, like stuffy old bastards like Keir Starmer, like scout leader. Swearing doesn't mean anything. Words shouldn't have power.
I'll tell you why they've got more power now, why they carry more weight now.
It's not that kind of word anyway.
No, but we live in this world where all we do is communicate on the fucking text. So you can't pick up any tonality. You can't pick up any... There's a million ways of calling someone a cunt, but if you write it down and put it on Twitter, you cunt, it's... Oh, fuck,
You got to prefix it with... Is it prefix it with something like, you funny cunt?
Screwfix.
Screwfix, yeah. No, I'm more of a tool station guy myself.
I got booked to do a stand-up at Screwfix Live at the XL.
That is the best gig you could ever imagine.
Imagine the crowd.
Imagine the blokes there with, like, tool belts. Yeah, tool belt. Oh, man.
I didn't, but I mean, like, if anyone wants to book me for Screwfix Live, it is an event I've always meant to attend.
Reminds me, though, like, just before lockdown, I got booked for a DJ gig through this agency that I do gigs with.
You're such a liar. Like, you're such a topper. Do you know
I've got. No, it's worse than Screwfix. I would prefer Screwfix. It's just funny. I'll show you the video.
It'd be funny.
Anyway, I got booked for the Auto Trader summer party. I was like, what the fuck? Anyone knew that when I got there? And there was like guys from like, yeah, it's Steve here from Reginald Motors in Stoke-on-Trent. And there's all these like guys who were like motor guys.
Oh, brilliant.
Like, and they're all there.
Cross suits and that and like chunky tires.
Yeah, and they're all in this like, hotel. Suits. And I was DJing in the corner. No one's listening, obviously. And there was one bloke. This was his big night out of the year, right? He'd come down from like Norfolk or something.
Always Northampton.
And he was fucking steaming by like 6 p.m. And everyone else was just having like a quiet drink talking about car trades. Mm. And he was like hammered. And he kept running over to me and going, asking me for tunes. And I loved him. And then he had like his shirt untucked, his tie on the floor, fucking steaming drunk. And anyway, I've got a video. It's really funny. It's just, he was running from one end of the room. It's like empty dance floor. He's sprinting towards me and then stopping and giggling. And it's like his only night out of the year. He's got a wife and children at home, this man. But this is his fun. And I loved him.
Reverse cowboy.
We're going to talk about jobs, aren't we?
We're going to talk about jobs and we're going to kind of... I was thinking like a nice idea just so that people feel closer to us was us to kind of run through our CVs.
Okay, well, you can go first.
How back are we going? Very first paid job?
Yeah.
I feel a bit embarrassed to admit this. When I was 16, I used to work in Iceland.
16? You only started earning money then?
Well, no, Joker. I used to help my mate with his paper round and stuff. Does that count?
Yeah. You don't earn enough as a paper boy to sort of like spread it out.
Yeah, but I used to like wake up, we'd do the papers, we'd nick all the scratch cards out of the papers.
Yeah.
And that was like my payment was this fucking chunk and half the money, but like this chunk of scratch cards that you couldn't win with.
Like those Daily Mail ones that didn't work. I remember them because my mum, I'm going to slag you off here because you never listen to mum, but stop reading the Daily Mail, it's disgusting.
Oh, she's a mail reader.
Yeah, but she's a lovely woman, but she goes, I like the crossword. You also get your brainwashed into racism.
Fucking hell, Vom. Lighten up.
Sorry.
It's meant to be a comedy podcast. Done anything funny this week?
Nearly got thrown off a speed awareness course.
Oh, the online one?
No.
Fuck, that's
fucking
boring.
In person.
What? You had to go?
Yeah, because the no online one's available, and I had to do it before a certain date, else I'd get fucked.
Oh, man.
I left it. So anyway, I went to go, and this woman was like, as you imagine, she was like, right, everyone, can I have your full attention at all times, please? Phones off. Do not look at your phone. Like, seriously, we've only got a short window of opportunity here, which is 3.5 fucking hours. So that to get through everything, we've got a lot to get through. I've already got attention problems, like ADHD, mental illness, all those things. I was like, I can't sit still. Also, I've not had a boss for 15 years. So anyone tells me what to do, my instant reaction is, nah, fuck off. So I was struggling loads. I was like, come on, be respectful. Do it. You've done
this. What were your classmates like?
Like the general public, really, and I'm not dissing... Actually, I'm dissing the general public. They're all just morons, aren't they? They're all just like, yeah, you know... She was like, now, can anybody tell me why people speed? And I was like, come on. A fucking John puts his hand up. Like, yes, John. And she goes, because they're late for work. And she's like, yes, John, well done. And, you know, this went round about 10 times. And I was like...
Well, it's just basics for kids, isn't it?
And I was just rocking, like, trying to bite my tongue. I had a little panic and I just went, because it's fun. And I shouted that out, even though I don't
that
really find...
ADHD.
Yeah, I panicked. And she went, oh, Fun, is it?
Fun, picking, scraping your kid off the fucking pavement.
It's fun. She's like, if you think that, then you're in the wrong place, sunshine. She said this to me. She's like, sunshine. You're in the wrong place, sunshine, because I'm telling you, Sam, it's not fun when people die. And she said, and I'll show you that. And I just went, pussied out. I just went, just to be clear, Sandy, she was called, I was like, I don't think it's fun, but I think some people do.
I was being ironic, Sandy. I was helping you.
Anyway, it went on like this for fucking ages. And she kept bugging people. She was like, Paul, I can see you are using your phone behind a piece of paper. I will not ask you again, and I will have to ask you to leave.
Listen, look. Let's just have a bit of perspective on this. Like, that is the worst 3.5 hours of anyone's year doing that fucking course.
I had a panic attack.
If I could do it again, I'd just take the points.
No, well, I'm going to have to because I've got another fine. So I'm taking points.
Show off. I mean, how the fucking hell did you get that speed up in the cuboid?
Mate, I was in the micro.
Downhill.
I was doing 24.
Left the handbrake.
24?
Whoa.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, that's what you get them for now. The Met Police were rinsing us, and I'm like, you're rinsing me? You're all fucking rapists.
Hold on. The Metropolitan Police?
Yes.
The biggest gang in London?
Yeah. They send me on a course with Sandy. Anyway, it went from bad to worse. So I'm sat there, because I've got attention problems, I've always been like this.
Never shut up about them? Yeah, no shit, you've got attention problems.
You shut up, I can give you attention all day, you gorgeous prick.
Why are you taking your shirt off? You never do this.
It's hot in here. It's hot.
What the?
It's hot. What I was saying.
Big nipples.
Well, it's because it's cold. It's hot. Then they need to go, you know, turn the aircon up and they'll go hard. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, I started doodling. She thought I was ignoring her. She said, Sam, why are you doodling? I said, oh, it helps me concentrate. Man's just going off drawing shit on this piece of paper.
Like algorithms, Rain Man stuff.
Just like full Rain Man drawings. It's going mad.
This helps me.
I said, listen, it helps. And she kept trying to catch me out going, what do you think about this then, Sam? And I knew all the answers. So I was just a smarmy little cunt going like, well, that means that there's a danger there with the disabled man coming onto the Pelican Crossing. And I was just being a little prick and she hated it.
Yeah.
But it does help me concentrate. So doodling away. And at the end, she came over and she was like, what have you drawn? And she looked at me like she needs to ring the police. And I looked down at what I had drawn and it's bad, mate.
What was it?
I didn't know what I was doing and it's not good. I think it's a disabled man mugging a child with leukemia.
Oh, I like it.
And there's a cat there doing football about it.
Is that a child?
I didn't draw it to be a child, but I think it came out as a child.
Fuck, it's an ugly kid, man.
It's got leukemia, don't be cruel.
I'll show you which quadrant of this beautiful piece of art I like. Mr. Spliffy.
I remembered. So the only conscious bit I did was the spliff, because I remembered when I was in the 90s or whatever, everyone used to draw spliffs, didn't they?
Yeah.
And it was like the thing.
Yeah.
And I remembered that, and it was making me laugh, so I drew a spliff in him. And
I wonder how many people got a... Remember Spliffy?
Spliffy jeans?
Spliffy jeans.
Oh, yeah, Eclipse as well.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. Do you remember Eclipse was like the cheaper spliffy jeans?
I thought they were all the same.
One of them was cheaper than the other. I can't remember.
It's a height of fashion. For anyone who's younger than us, which is everybody listening to this podcast, you could used to get some jeans in like late 90s called spliffy or...
Don't explain it to them if they're not old enough.
Yeah, you don't deserve it. But if anyone's got any spliffy jeans, I'll buy them. So she looked at it and she wanted to ring the police. And then, what's the word when you scarped out of there? Ran out because I was embarrassed.
No, good.
But I passed.
So you didn't get the points?
No, but then, like I said, I got another one for you about 2 days later going, Sam, you fucking bellend. You've gone 32 in a 30 or whatever it was, 34 and 30. So now you've already done your test. You've got to give us money now and you've got to go to prison.
I got caught in Box Junction Hell for like 2 rounds of traffic lights the other day.
They're going to get you for
that. They're going to double fine me, aren't they? Yeah. They're going to say that was 2 passages of traffic and that, if you pay today, is only £320.
If you leave it a week, it will be your entire house.
His little piggy bank for fucking cycle lanes and.
I hate Sadiq Khan.
Who'd you prefer out of these three people? Sadiq Khan.
Wanker.
Amir Khan.
Funny, stupid wanker. Genghis Khan.
Who wrote Leader of the Mongols?
Yeah. There's a new musical called The Mongol. It's in the West End. I saw it today and posted it and I couldn't stop laughing.
Do you know what though? It's such an, like, for some reason, like, Mongol is funny. But
it's because we're idiots.
Because we're idiots. And the thing is, it would only take me to meet one fella in the road who'd say, mate, my son's got fucking Down syndrome. Can you pack that? And I would immediately stop, you know? Yeah. But it is funny. This is the word, Mongol.
Yeah, I did that in like the 80s. Mong come from the Mongol race.
No, we've done this gag already, but that was...
How did it come from the Mong dynasty, who were really powerful...
They're so fucking strong, that's why.
Oh, shit, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense now.
Immediately you can get a sense of their fearlessness.
Oh, okay, I get it now, sorry, yeah. Somebody signed up to our Patreon the other day. Shout out whoever you are. John or someone, he's like, the only reason I've signed up is because it's the only place where people still say Mong with spouse.
Good.
Well, we'll take that £3, mate. We'll have your Mong and Spaz £3. But yeah, sorry if any Mongs or Spazes are listening, because we don't mean any harm. We do have some kind of mongoloidism.
I'm not a mongoloid, mate.
You're a Spaz, though.
Yeah, I'm not. No, I'm a cunt.
Yeah.
I'm a cunt.
Yeah.
With a T at the end.
Do you know that Finsbury Park backwards is crappy rub sniff?
Yeah, it is. You're right. Oh, well done.
It's crappy rub sniff.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I was on the train once.
It's a horrible area, that. Smackhead Park.
No. Oh, Finsbury Park itself.
No, the other side of it, like Archway and, nice.
Crouch End's lovely.
I didn't get that far. I was more like Holloway Road end.
Yeah, that's all right.
No, that's horrid. Horrid
No,
area.
It's a bit rough, yeah. But no, what's it called? Highgate's lovely. Anyway, that's boring.
Boring.
What I was saying is...
What's the worst place you've been to in the United Kingdom?
Greenwich.
Is it? That's one of my worst places. Dalston.
You get scared when you got Dalston.
Yeah,
someone in a skateboard's going to beat me up.
So my first job, my first real job, I remember I used to work with my mum's mate, Mark, who I still see. He's a plumber. And I used to be like plumber's mate. So I'd like pass him tools and dig holes for him and stuff. You know,
put your hand down that shit pipe, all right,
like
friends.
Mate. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, your arm's small.
Yeah. Oi, no, small arm. Because he was a Native American Indian.
Yeah, I mean.
And he used to. Like me. So he referred to me by my physical characteristics. So he used to call me Big Nose Small Arm.
Get your hand down that shit pipe and pull it out.
Weak hands. I've got really weak hands.
Really?
Yeah, I have. I've got a really weak grip.
That ruins my hand job.
No, it's really unattractive. It's not nice, that, is it? A man with a weak hand.
Have you got like a... No, I've shook your hand before.
Like Montgomery Burns.
A strong cock.
No, I haven't got any strength ever at all. Strong morals.
Debatable.
The most important thing, really, when you think about it, in the age of tech, big pharma.
I always think of it as a big pharma, like one massive pharma.
No, it's not. It's a conglomerate of basically Jeffrey Epstein people deciding to vaccinate you lot.
Someone's been on YouTube.
Reverse Cowboy.
I've got two words for you.
Go on, then.
Brooklyn Beckham.
Oh, that's nice. It's one a week, yeah? Oh, lovely. Yeah. That is I could probably go now.
I'm obsessed with that little creep.
Oh, he's a cretin, isn't he? What did I see him making the other day? No, he's not. I mean, look, what is a cretin? Defiant cretin. He's not Brooklyn Beckham.
No.
But he's a talentless little shitbag. But do you know what? There's no shame in not having as much talent as your dad. And I think
he's under
much pressure. Do you know, no matter what he does, you're not going to be as good as him at that or as successful as your mother at that. So,
but why does he have to do anything?
Exactly.
He could just chill out. He keeps throwing himself in our faces. They've obviously got like a PR team going, promote Brooklyn's fucking chef venture.
Fucking cheese sandwiches.
He's okay. Chopping the charlottes and then I put them in here. And he didn't have much luck really because his dad is top shagger. He's a very handsome man, but you know, I don't think he knows many words.
Underrated or what? Beckham, football wise.
How can he be underrated?
Yeah, he was underrated. I tell you what, if he was uglier, people would rate him as a much better player. People get dazzled by the smoke.
He was amazing.
Well, no, we know that because we support United. But there's a lot of people who have somehow convinced themselves that, it was all razzle-dazzle. It was a load of shit.
Because he kicked someone in the World Cup, though, didn't he?
He was fucking brilliant, Beckham.
He kicked someone in the World Cup and everyone went, burn him! Fucking kill him!
He had everything. He had engine. He was tenacious. He had engine. He could pass. He could score goals.
He wore saris.
He had work rate. He was great, Beckham. I love him. Chat at Dave Bex. Oh, and he's an ultra.
He's got a gorgeous dick.
Fucking signed up to me ultra.
Yeah, he did. He's on his ultra. Although we did explain on the last podcast that was a lie.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah.
You have to remember the lies we've told.
Bullshit. Yeah, that is part of the problem with having a podcast, the fact that we get spangled every week and can't remember what we said.
And we also say, we're like, oh, God, let me tell you this funny story about myself, and we've definitely already told it.
Yeah, but people like hearing them again.
For some reason, then.
Again and again and again and again.
I think people are just so...
Ever told you about the time I downed a bottle of vinegar?
You have, actually.
Yeah, a few times, yeah.
Go on, tell me again.
I downed a bottle of vinegar, nearly killed myself.
You didn't kill yourself, though.
No, fuck it. You can't breathe. Down a bottle of Sarsen's malt vinegar, and by the time you stop glugging, when you try to breathe, you can't.
Did you do it to impress a woman?
To impress a whole kebab shop. There was women there, yeah. Kebab eating.
Did you get a kiss off one of these women?
CPR.
Were you like really ill?
No, I was like, proper thought I was dying. My life flashed before my eyes. It was awful.
I wonder if anyone's ever died by Sarsen's.
Yeah, probably. I like vinegar. This is so shit for a podcast, but I like sour.
I'm editing
it. Just say if anyone wants to send me any food, I like sour, spicy,
penises.
Lemony, kind of vinegary, sour, salty kind of. None of that creamy.
Can you taste the MSG in things? Can you go like, oh God, this is lying. It's not really tasty.
I avoid MSG like plague.
Yeah, but when it's in there, can you go, oh God, I can taste it. It's in there.
No.
Okay.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Do I have to change the subject?
Then my vinegar yarn. Yeah,
I'm going to have to edit all this out.
No, you don't. This is what people want.
They don't want to know about you drinking. But the drinking bit's all right. After that,
well, maybe they don't.
I love vinegar. I love lemons. I love vinegar. I love salt. And I love anything. I love umami. That's not fucking...
Do you know what? How do you know about that umami?
Because I went to school.
No, bullshit. I've just found out about this taste. Umami.
I've just found out about taste.
No. From Hey Dougie.
Over the years, I've spent over £1 billion on drugs.
Oh, do you know what I saw? This is nothing to do with jobs. I don't think this is going to be a jobs special.
I mean, not the rate you're flipping topics like every fucking nanosecond.
Better than flipping trainers, isn't it? Oh.
No. What's flipping trainers?
You know them people
I can't keep up with you today. What's flipping trainers?
People flip shit, don't they? They go and buy a fucking pair of Jordans and then they flip it and sell it.
You mean they sell it for more?
Yeah. So you get like, I remember watching a documentary about Supreme. Big queues of fucking losers outside Selfridges or wherever, or Rough Trade or wherever it is in London.
I bought this Supreme Dolo for $80.
And one of them gets a text and they'll go, oh, Supreme drop. And then they run down to the other end of Brick Lane and someone else is there and they're like, oh, Supreme. And it's,
Tucker, there's a Supreme drop.
You know what mum is like? You know that off-white?
Yeah, it's like...
Horrible.
Dirty white like knickers.
Construction gear. No. Off-white is like, it's a bit like Balenciaga. It's got to be a social experiment. It's really shit gear. It's like, it's hard to explain.
You know what the new one you see on social media? They're like, here at fucking Dick Face Clothing, we decided to make the blackest black top that there is. Like, we went in the lab and we found the newest black.
Yeah,
and it's blacker than anything.
Yeah.
You know, and I like the sound of it, but you look at it and you're like, that's the same black as all that shit jumper I got from
Primark. No, I really like black on black stuff.
Black on black.
Reverse cowboy.
When I was a kid, we used to go, do you know anyone who can get me tickets? And you get a pass to go to the Adidas factory in Stockport, and you drive to Stockport and you get like Predators for a third of the cost, but they'd be a bit like fucked. Yeah. They were like the second
pre-worn.
Yeah, and you'd be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go to Adidas factory. It was a big like rite of passage if you got a pass. You'd Susan at work can get tickets.
I'll tell you where it is a fucking day out if you ever want to act rich. Burberry factory.
Where's that?
Hackney.
They got a factory in Hackney.
Remember a couple of years ago when I thought I was really rich?
Yeah. when you bought your neon sign.
When I bought my neon sign. Big, massive 12-foot sign saying my name. I had overnight instant fame, and it went to my head a bit, and I bought a massive self-portrait of myself and had it framed. Yeah, it's like, got a bit Scarface-y at one point. I've been humble.
He misses night. What are you doing? You're like, that's fine, I'm famous.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah, 3 years ago, I was flying. You know, like influencer kind of bullshit. Every day was another package at the door. It was great. It was a load of crap.
So you got cancelled?
Until I got cancelled,
yeah.
And now I've never quite managed to like get back to where I was, but I've still got my neon sign. But I'm now infamous. I'd rather be infamous.
Yeah.
And do you know what I will cancelled. Say? Anyone like me, decent-ish amount of followers. Now and again, more often than not, I've got like a little fundraiser thing going on for a different charity.
Yeah.
Now, if you...
That's how you justify your racism and your hatred.
That's how I justify any negativity. I say, fuck you, I've got loads of karma, I'm going to heaven.
Fuck you, look at this little disabled kid, I'm going to raise him some
Children's
money.
Children's hospices are my favourite thing to raise money for, right?
I gave 20 quid to that one yesterday. You did, because I felt
you?
Guilty.
Yeah. Oh, mate, yeah.
I'm guilty. Because I'm horrible too.
I didn't know what Children's Hospice was until I had kids. And it's a place that makes their life easier while their health's declining and they're going to die. Fuck me. If you're not donating money to that, what kind of animal are you? Yeah. If you can afford it, pound, 50p, whatever. But if you're an influencer and you've got, let's say, 100,000 followers and you're just earning, and you're not taking one day out of seven or a month or to raise some money for something, what's the matter with you? That's not influencing. That's just being greedy.
Go down kids' world and cuddle a kid and sign a football. Man.
And my real karma comes when I go to the old food bank and in person I get to give it to them.
Do you film it?
Do you want me?
Do you film it? I mean, I've been to M&S today and I've spent 150 quid and, you know, I think they should be able to eat well.
No, you know what takes the piss? You've gone through the checkout and there's a box. Like, if you want to donate any food. Are you fucking joking? I've just done 200 quid here.
Thing is, I've seen things in there that I've forgotten to buy and I'm like, I can't be asked going back round. So I thought, should I just have it? But then I'm like, no, that's wrong, innit? So I haven't.
Chuck useless shit in there like lube. Yeah, that's a good. It's juvenile. But if you're having a supermarket, bored. It's quite a boring thing to do.
I've seen a video of you doing it. It was well funny.
No, it's great.
Chucking like lube into some white old woman's like.
Just find someone, get behind them on a checkout, or preferably the next one so they can't see you filming them, and just a bit of lube and a box of condoms at the end of their, you know, when it comes to it, they go, oh, are these yours? Do you see the one where I left it in the man's hood?
Yeah.
That's the best one.
You're going to get knocked out soon.
Find someone with a hood and just leave, place the lube or whatever it is in their hood. And when they get to the checkout, the woman's going to go, excuse me, sir, you forgot to pay for that. And then he pulls lube out of it. Oh, that's not mine. Looks like yours to me. No, I am only 12.
Mate who told me about Crappy Rubsniff. He's a guy I went to school with. And I got on the tube at Finsbury Park. And he was there. And I've not seen him for ages. He's called Sam as well. And he's a magician. And he's been a magician for years.
Was he dressed like a magician?
No, he doesn't. He dresses quite well and doesn't dress like a juggler, a magician. And he wants to come on the podcast. I want him to come on the podcast. But he's recently been on tour with Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox.
How's Machine Gun Kelly pulled her?
I don't know. Something going on. But Magic Sam has been making them levitate on stage every night. And he wants to come in the studio and make one of us levitate. He's going to make us float.
That's £3.
That's incredible.
That's £3 a month.
He's like, mate, I'll come in, I'll make you fucking float. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
He's going to come and float us.
Fucking sweet.
Yeah.
Just wonder how he's going to do it.
Well, it's obviously not real. So, yeah, I'm like, where's the wires? If you watch the video of him doing it to Megan Fox or Kelly, you know, his arms are going all around their body. There's nowhere, and they're floating.
It's got to be. That Machine Gun Kelly has got to be one of the biggest pricks on the fucking planet.
Well, let's ask Magic Sam.
Well, yeah, he'll know. But then again, you don't bite the hand that feeds you, dear. So.
Magic Sam's a nutter, right? He's always sort of polarised people. I've known him for a long time. He's lovely. But anyway, I was at one of his magic shows. Shouldn't laugh about this, but I was at one of his magic shows. In the middle of the show, this lad just came in with like a bat and just started twatting him. Like at the show. Someone who had some grievance against him.
Wow.
Like, I don't know what happened, but they had a big fight and then he fucked off and Sam just carried on the show.
We should have hit him back with his little stick with a white bit on it.
He should have magicked him out there.
Tapped him on the head, yeah. Habukum dukadukum.
Yeah, but he's...
Have you ever seen that, Harry Potter?
I have watched Harry Potter, yeah.
Why?
Because
way too old.
That's true. But I used to just not have to do anything with my life. I'd be like, I'm going to come down, I'd just put some telly on, and I like escapism.
Yeah.
So it was like, believing in magic for a couple of hours is nice.
We should go to an escape room.
I'd probably have a panic attack. Have you seen those ones where you destroy things?
Yeah, smash room.
But did I tell you the film I made when I was like 18 was basically that? No, I was younger than that. I was like 16. Me and my mates made a film with my mate Dan's mum's video camera. And we used to get like...
Oh, I wonder what Dan's mum had that for.
We used to say like someone's mum, like my mate Wuzzle's mum would be like, I'm throwing the fridge out.
Your mate who?
Wuzzle.
You need like, to write these names down.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a mate called Blackie, ain't you?
Yeah, I think he's not black. But he's called James Black.
No one said he was.
No, lots of people ask him if he is. Going back to the point, someone would go like, my mum's chucking the fridge out and she wants rid of it. So we go, all right. So we'd take it into the woods next to our house and we'd get like a variety of weapons, teenage boys, and we'd take all our anger out on it, twat it with axes and bats and everything. And we'd film it and then we'd put it to death metal music. So it's kind of like a rage room, but in the woods.
Yeah.
And, you know, which is not good for the environment and we would leave all the shit there. I've got the film. We'd do that.
So that
it's an art film.
Now is probably...
Up a hedgehog's arse.
That's almost a work of art itself. Have you ever seen, do you know... Sorry to do this. I do have an art degree, believe it or not. Do you know Jake and Dinos Chapman?
Yes, I do, yeah.
So if anyone wants to, Google it. Jake and Dino or Dinos?
Dean, I don't know. I went to one of their shows once.
But anyway, you ever seen their thing called Hell? You know them really elaborate train sets with like rolling hills and blah, blah, blah. They've done a huge one in like a big...
A miniature town thing.
Yeah, and it's Hell. So it's like someone getting... All these little figures, it's amazing.
I went to one of their shows once with my good friend and friend of the podcast, David Shillinglaw, very good artist. He took me to one of the shows at the Serpentine, and it was brilliant. Is it them who also like they buy like Hitler's paintings and then like draw dicks on them and stuff?
I don't know.
Anyway, it was really good.
And so I'm mates with Fat Tony again, so we can't take the piss out of him.
He's not even fat.
He ain't fat. Disappointingly, not fat. So
I saw he's doing like an evening with Fat Tony. Like, well, he's a bit above his boots there.
He's a confident guy.
I'm friends with Kate Moss and I've pulled my teeth out with some players.
And I've done loads of drugs.
I've done loads.
I've literally done over £1 billion worth of drugs.
I mean, I'm mean about him because he was rude to me once.
I like anyone who likes me. Yeah. I like you until I find that you don't like me. And then if you like me again, I'll just forget it.
You know whose wedding he DJed at? Brooklyn Beckham. He DJed at Brooklyn's. He'll stick his tongue up any famous person's arse him.
Same here.
Not Brooklyn Beckham. I would DJ at his wedding, actually.
Yeah, exactly. I'd DJ at his wedding.
I'd DJ at Hitler's wedding.
I would DJ anyone's wedding. If I know a DJ, it's got to be the easiest job in the world, isn't it?
It's not a real job, I'm telling you right now. I used to DJ, I rarely do it now, but I did it for 15 years to make money when I was hustling. And I'll tell you right now, it's not a job, it's a fucking joke, it's a piss take. You're getting paid way too much money for pressing play, that's it. And that's the secret. And it's nonsense. Unless you're like a skilled DJ, like even them dickheads at Boiler Room, they're not doing anything.
What, a disc jockey? He's good though, isn't he, old Fred again?
He's not. It's like he's crawled out of like a wank sock of loads of fucking boarding school. His dad's like the Lord Viscount of fucking Rochester.
Yeah, but who cares, man? It's not his fault.
No, but that's how he's got where he is. He's just got that little calculator thing going.
Oh, I think it's good. Someone introduced me to it. And like, I don't know whether you're good at that or good at that. I don't know whether you've got the crossfade right or the fucking regulator.
It's the easiest job in the world.
Or turned up or not. I don't give a bollocks. And then what I do is I find the song and then I listen to the lyrics and I write them down and then I Google the lyrics and then I fuck Fred again off and I get the original. Do you know a song called Nice to Have?
No.
Oh, mate.
Is it Nice to Have?
It's lovely.
Well, I believe you. You've got a good taste in songs.
We're going to have an interlude and we're going to play it.
Is it Fred again or has he done a cover of it?
He's really
sampled it.
Yeah, there you go.
I sampled it.
I just want everyone to appreciate the lyrics because it's just, to me, I find it's beautiful. And yeah, it is a bit self-indulgent. But here we go.
I said someone to hold you. Tell you they told you. Someone you can't fool because you know you. I said someone to love you. Can't feel better than now when you're alone. I said someone to love you.
When the wheels down the bottom,
but you're over here naked in the middle of the day. I ain't even close to chasing. I don't give a fuck, yeah, I still stay. Sometimes I wanna feel the pain.
I wanna feel the pain.
Oh yeah, squeeze it till it breaks. Fuck what they say, I'm safe. Your arms, and if I die in your arms, it'd be a smile on my face. A smile on my face.
I don't give a fuck about it.
If I die in your arms, there'd be a smile on my face. I wish I had someone to care for me. Come on, don't break your fucking heart. What are you made of?
Morrissey's better than that.
You fucking normal.
There's a heavenly way. You should like him. He's one of you lot. He's a racist.
Vegan racist crossover.
Hitler was a vegetarian. You've got Morrissey and you've got Right Said Fred and that's it.
Is he racist?
Yeah.
Right Said Fred? Right wing said Fred.
Fred again's like the contents of a wank sock, like formed from buckets of Tory cum.
Fred again.
It's house music for people called like Arabella and Imogen.
Good.
It's not.
Nice name.
Boiler Room Arabella, Gary Barlow. Lovely. That's what he is. He's fucking horrible.
I like Gary Barlow. In fact, you know what? That's me tune for later.
Boiler Room Gary Barlow?
No. Gary Barlow, Forever Love.
You know what's a good one of his? You know that one, right? It released about 10, 15 years ago. Every time I hear it, honestly, I stand up and punch the air, the chorus. Yeah, you and me, we can light up the sky. We can say we're mega. We can rule. It's so good. Yeah. It's uplifting. I went to the cinema first time I heard it, right? And they put it on, and it was on like this. It was in the soundtrack for a film. I forgot what film it was.
I
just couldn't help it. I stood up. It's such a good tune. He can write a tune.
Yeah.
Lipstick marks still on my coffee cup. Oh yeah, whatever.
Now, do you know what? I'm going to fuck up a bit of tune. Whatever, we'll come to the karaoke later.
There's a bit of great big weather for one of the besties.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So when are we going to Ibiza, mate?
Uncle's Wayne's been in touch.
Oh, has he?
The little shitty song I made for him, he put it on the internet this week, and he's like, who am I tagging then? Vom Cruise. I said, yeah, so he tagged me in it, put it on. But then...
Did anyone care?
No, of course not. You know, it's just, it's nice to get the recognition from one of my heroes.
He thinks he's got some mad pulling power, doesn't he? But yeah. No one really gives a fuck.
Do you like energy drinks?
No, I like energy drinks. I love energy drinks.
Which is your favourite?
Monster.
Monster.
Yeah, or Prime. No, actually, Prime.
Prime Energy. Have you got hold of any of that recently?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, and this champagne bottle.
Is it worth it?
No. Yeah. It's amazing.
It's lovely. What, no, it's terrible. What a Emperor's New Clothes, isn't it?
Those lads do made it. I mean, I regret that they sold it to kids so much, but like ultimately, they're geniuses for just. They're somehow making that bullshit desirable. California Dad, which is, you know, as if that's a mad name. He's lost part of his skull because he's drunk too much Red Bull.
Wow.
Yeah, look at this guy. How's he still alive? Look at his head.
Oh, bless him. Like, not bless him, but like...
I mean, it's a good point. He could put, like, some shopping in it.
An ashtray.
Basically, he drank so much Red Bull when he was working long hours and commuting because, you know, life's hell. And then his front of his head fell off. He had a brain hemorrhage and a coma, and they said, there's no drugs that's caused this. It's excessive energy drink consumption. Brain surgery, chopped a load of it out, got rid of his seizures, and now they've chopped his skull out. So, yeah, he's got like a weird little scoopy, like lunchbox shape on front of his head.
Yeah, hard to look. Some things are just hard to look at. And you know, when you see like a man with, like, I call that like apple head, it looks like someone's had a bite.
Like me.
No, but you, I mean, you've got quite a kind of. It's more
like a melon head.
This episode of Reverse Cowboy is brought to you by Bosch Lager. Buy some of my lager and get drunk. Bosch.
Reverse Cowboy.
I'm afraid of death. Really afraid of death.
I think it might be like a nice release. Don't have to pay rent anymore. Don't have to worry about things anymore.
Yeah, I quite like paying rent.
So your first job was...
No, it's your turn.
All right. I've had some stupid jobs. Someone actually asked on our Patreon. I should get that up because we keep asking, what do you want to talk about? And then we never look at it.
All right, get it out.
Right, because we're just rude. So anyway, someone said to me, I want to know if Farmer's ever been to Clitheroe, right? Clitheroe is near where I grew up. And yeah, I've been there. There's a castle there. Got kicked out of the castle on a school trip because I climbed in like Emery the Ape's fucking wardrobe. Thinking it was funny, I ran up to the supposedly haunted room and I climbed in the wardrobe and started banging it and going, ooh, ooh, pretending to be a ghost. And it was like some priceless wardrobe from like the 1500s. And so, yeah, I got kicked out of the school trip.
Oh, what, you did that?
Yeah, I did that when I was a kid.
Like you, disrespecting the monarchy.
I know, yeah. And then...
How was your coronation weekend, you bitter, twisted ghoul?
I actually loved it, you know.
Did you?
Like, I thought, I'm going to tune in just for the laughs. Because, I mean, it is a bizarre... like amazing thing to watch, and you're like, what the fuck, this is so it was satanic.
I know what you mean, it's quite spectacular. Like, I'll tell you what's not spectacular and needs updating and need
penis.
A bit of laser precision and fucking red arrows. Like, what is this, the 70s? Colgate off centre as well, you know what I mean?
Imagine being a red arrow guy and you're like chatting up a girl and you're like, what do you do? I drive the red arrows. You're like, what is it, fucking 82? Get out, you cunt.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Loser.
Yeah,
man.
You're a loser.
Who the fucking hell do you think you are?
Anyway, someone else said, did Vom ever go to Camelot before it closed down? Camelot was a theme park up north.
I've been there.
Have you?
Oh, I know of it.
Well,
I swear
there.
I've been there.
It was Camelot themed, so it was, you know, it was
like
the King Arthur.
A big wooden treehouse park.
No, it was like a standard theme park with roller coasters or shit. But the theme was, you know, like King Arthur, the Round Table, all that bullshit. Camelot. Anyway, when I was 16 or 15, I got a job there working as the wolf. So I'd dress up as the wolf in a big wolf suit and I'd walk around with his photographer and he would go up to kids. He'd be like, do you want a photo with a wolf? And they'd go, yeah.
So hold on a minute. The inside of the fluffy mascot was a 15-year-old Vom.
Yeah.
Because you always presume it's like a 50-year-old paedophile,
no,
don't you?
Yeah, it was a 15-year-old paedophile.
Wow, reverse pedo.
Yeah, so I was in there. It was horrible.
Well, he's a reverse pedo. He's into old.
I just make friends with elderly people because I'm a nice guy. That's all it is, actually. anyway, no. So I was in there walking around in the wolf suit all summer. Two summers I did. It was probably the best last time I was happy, actually. The girls,
oh, I would say that, mate.
The girls who worked at Wimpy used to let me finger them, so that was good, right? They were like, they're all horny, and I was horny because I was 15, so I'd be like, wolf guy going, you know.
You fingered the whole female workforce.
I think I fingered a couple of the wimpy girls. Anyway, so that was exciting. Then also, I'd be walking around in the wolf suit, sweating. It was so hot in there, horrible. There's a lad taking the photographs with me, and he was a bit older than me. And he was, I was like, I looked up to him, I was like, oh, he's such a cool big boy. He's a big boy. He's cool. He smokes. Stuff like that. And he, like, give me cigs. So that was cool. And I loved it.
What was it? Like, so you were the wolf, and he was like, what?
He was a photographer.
Oh.
So he was a photographer going.
Plain clothes.
Basically, it was just like a hustle. So we'd go around, he'd get a kid to have a photo with me, and then he'd give the parents a ticket, and they could buy like a keyring for like a fiver with me and the fucking kid on, the wolf and the kid on it. There must be some people out there with loads of, like, a mug with me on dressed as a wolf. Anyway, I quite like the job, but I used to get twatted a lot because, you know, like chavvy kids would over and just knock you out, you know, go for you. But I always had him with me, so he was all right. But then, like, I think I've told this story before, but it's funny now. But basically, I was walking up to where I got changed up this hill, and the photographer had gone, he can finish now.
Oh, you got beat up, didn't you?
No, so yeah, I got whacked in the back, whacked in the stomach, and my viewing point was through the nostrils of this wolf. And so I was looking through it, and I could see these little, like, chavvy lads. You know, probably like 16-year-old lads, four of them, and they were hitting me. Didn't hurt because
so
I was
they
in
were
the
older
suit.
Than you.
About the same age, bit older.
You
like four
have just
of them.
Defaced yourself and said, "Listen, I'm a kid."
No, I whipped it off.
They thought you were.
I punched
a
one of them, and then they basically actually before that had happened, what they did, they punched me in the stomach, so I was really winded, and they shoved a bottle of poppers in my air hole. So I went, and I started hoofing the poppers accidentally. This is Chorley, this is Lancashire, right in the '90s. It's
Camelot sounds
rough
shit,
as fuck.
Man.
No, I mean, yeah, it's not a land of paradise.
Chorley FM.
Yeah, coming in your ears. I was getting high as fuck in there, you know, ripped the helmet off, punched one of them, and just as I did that, this, like, roller coaster went past with loads of kids on it, and they're all looking
loads
at me.
Loads of police with, on it.
Yeah, and they're all looking at me, like, with my helmet off, my hat off, and it was just, that was the last day I worked there, actually. Not because I got sacked, just because I moved.
You didn't fancy going back.
I moved on.
Reverse cowboy.
Well, look, I'm not going to let you carry the loser candle for too long, so I might
that
as well.
That was a win, that. My best job ever.
That was a dud.
I got £3.75 an hour.
I'm going to put my hand up and say, I admit I was in Iceland, coming out of the stockroom with a cage. Sorry to use supermarket technology, but if you've been in the game, you'll know what I'm on about. Yeah. I had a big cage of, like, soft drinks, big 2 litre bottles. Yeah. Quite a heavy cage.
Oh, yeah. But you were equipped for it.
100 litres on this thing.
You knew what you're doing.
And I went over this little button and the cage started dropping and I thought, fuck, I need to save all this, like, Iceland soft drink. And I put my body in between the floor and the cage. And
that wasn't on the safety video.
No, it wasn't. And I got trapped underneath...
loads of roller cola.
Loads of roller cola. And I remember being under it for about 5 minutes until someone else came and, like, released me.
Help!
Yeah, help! Help! Yeah. What was that?
Remember Cherry Aid?
No, that noise. It was involuntary.
That was your farting ghost.
It was my inner man. It was my inner gay.
Imagine if you had a little gay man living in your throat.
You have.
Well, I do, but imagine if you had one.
No, not me.
A little disco dancing guy.
No, you have, because that's what they fucking, that's in the vaccine, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose.
You do know that they put cum in that.
Yeah, well, I love cum.
Yeah, I know.
Mainly my own and
Will
yours.
Blunderful, mate.
Mainly yours.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? I can't keep my eyes off you.
Have you heard that the Somerset Gimp's been caught? He's been walking around in a gimp suit, terrorising villages in Somerset. He's been appearing, like, and just in front of people when they're driving home. And
what's the charge? Public nuisance?
He's appeared in court. Joshua Hunt, legend. Stop. Two counts of a fray. What's a fray?
I normally like kind of fighting and just being...
One count of possession of a bladed article. That's not...
Fucking hell.
That can't be his gimp suit work, then. And committing an act of outraging public decency, that's his gimp suit work. No, he didn't... When I've read about him before, he wasn't aggressive. He'd just like, pop up at your window and scare you. You know, it was more sort of psychologically aggressive. A member of the public reported to the police being approached by a man wearing a gimp suit. The witness was with his friend, and the defendant, the gimp man, was seen grabbing his penis, and he was wearing a gimp suit, and he had a mask on, and it was shiny in nature. He was gyrating against the floor, and some of it is captured on the mobile phone.
So where's the bladed article?
I don't know. Oh, the fourth charge relates to a lock knife found in his vehicle after he was arrested. Fuck off, that's not gimp work. That's just... because he's a DIY
knife.
Expert.
My knife.
He's remanded in custody. I think let him go. He's just having a laugh.
Yeah, what about that other bloke? Do you remember there's a bloke in Liverpool who makes people piss on him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You seen him?
Yeah, we looked at him once, and he goes to Manchester and goes, can you piss on me?
Have you ever heard about Spit Man?
No.
There's a documentary on Vice called something along the lines of Searching for Spit
Man. Disturbing truth behind Spit Man.
And it was this bloke who was like paying rude boys or little gangs of kids to like just spit on him and piss on him.
Yeah,
in stairwells.
Whatever works, you know. People are horny for stuff like that.
What a legend, man. You should get a Patreon.
Do you remember the guy who, it was a Vice article as well, and they caught him like, he was beneath a urinal in a pub and he was just like getting pissed on. So there was like a pub in South London somewhere and someone's having a piss and they looked down the little, like, in the urinal, they looked down the little, like, plug hole and there's a guy's eye there. And basically he'd, like, found a way in through this side door where he could get underneath it and he'd pulled all the plumbing away and he was just letting all the piss go on him and he was hanging out under there.
A guy that you've heard about, yeah?
Right.
Where's my phone?
You don't have a phone, but
right,
anyway.
Sorry about my, that song. I just felt like
what
kind
song?
Of... The one I made everyone listen to and recited the lyrics.
This is what you do. You think about things that you've done too much. You shouldn't think about anything. You're a nice lad. You didn't do anything wrong. You made us listen to a song, which was good.
Yeah, but I'm just sorry.
The only person
anyway.
You should be sorry to is me, because I have to edit it out, because it's boring.
I'm just going through my WhatsApps. I thought I'd sent you loads of interesting stuff to talk about, but I really haven't, have I?
Well, you know, yet again, we're going to let everyone down with our nonsense.
Oh, yeah. So this is from one of our listeners. So he's given us, I'm just going to blast through it like Eminem, yeah?
Mm.
He's given us a load of shit to talk about. Some of it's good, some of it's shit. He wants us to talk about posh wanks, Dyson vacuum bellin vibration cums. Fuck knows what that...
That's just you, mate.
Putting your dick in over.
Not done
Botox,
that yet, but I will do it.
Fillers, Simon Cowell, full body shivers when going for a piss. Craig Charles, I'll talk about him.
This man is asking, listen, mate, whoever you are, you've paid your pound, your £3. You can't ask for 10 things. Ask us for one thing.
I mean? Don't get too involved, mate.
Yeah, ask us for one thing.
North South Divide, garden hopping, egging, blowholing. What's that? The gym.
Oh, right, listen, just
mate,
pick one and talk.
Unsubscribe. No, I'm joking. No, do actually. I've just read the rest of it. And I've thrown my phone away. I need a wee.
Reverse cowboy.
And we're back.
We're back. We're bigger. We're badder. We're horrible. We're older than ever.
Revolting. Did you flush? You revolting motherfucker.
I pissed over the floor.
Good.
And so there's no need to flush.
Have you ever been in a pub you hate and you just think, bollocks, I'm going to piss all over everything?
No. Once I was in a travel lodge in Glasgow and my mate, I was sharing a bed with my mate, not sexually, we're in a band, but which is kind of sexual. Anyway, in the morning, he said, I need a piss. I was like, just go there, do it. And he just pissed the bed and this like yellow ring appeared around him. In the bed, yeah. We did get banned from every travel lodge in the UK, not for the piss, but for other stuff we did that night. But that's a different story.
Travel lodge show off.
Yeah.
Good podcast, isn't it?
Have you heard about that guy who he woke up and the hotel manager of the hotel he was staying in was sucking his toes?
No, but did you see that thing I sent you? I don't know if I sent it to you, but a great prank. So it's a bloke, it's a geezer, like asleep in his work van, mouth wide open.
Yeah.
And his mate has set the phone up, so he's press record and he's got like a hot dog and he's like running it all over his face, like round his lips, and then he slides it into his mouth, and as the bloke kind of wakes up, the geezer gets rid of the hot dog and just starts like, doing up his flyers
right.
And like kind of climbing out of the work.
He goes, you're gay now.
That is a superb top level prank.
Yeah, I mean,
the best prank, I've told you the best prank
as a vegan
world.
I'd rather you put and a gay one I'd no, rather no, you just no. put my, your so, dick in my mouth.
This is one for the Hague. This is a bad prank but a great prank. So you've got to live with your mate to do this, but you can buy a product called Spirolactone. S-P-I-R.
I've talked about it before, and this is honestly criminal.
It is criminal, but I don't know what the charge is. So basically, there's a whole community out there who want to quickly change genders. What? So instead of getting delayed by the doctors and all the meetings and how can we, can't we, boom, 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 these kids are just thinking, fuck it, I'm going to buy a load of Spirolactone. It's a pill. You take it once a day.
To make their knob fall off.
You take it once a day for like 2-3 months. By the end of that 3 months, you've got hips, tits, your voice is changing. I'd make a terrible woman.
Me too.
No, you'd be
No, I've seen it. I've seen it. I'm bad.
You say that. I've done two of them. You know when it like makes you a woman? You know, like the app or filter or whatever it's called. I did one. I looked very fuckable. I was like, I looked like one of the cores. You know, like Irish kind of.
You see that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on.
I looked like a Romanian gypsy woman beggar.
Yeah, it depends which app you choose.
No, like a train hound.
See, I do it, and I look exactly like my mate's wife. And my mate, me and my mate, the guy who pissed in the bed, actually, Joe Dudridge, I'm going to shame him. His wife, she's from the same town as me, and we never knew each other when we grew up because she's probably 10 years younger than me. But I think maybe we've got the same dad because she looks like me, but girl. And he dumped me because he left the band I was in and broke my heart. And he's married her now. And he's basically married female, fitter, younger me with tits.
You've got a like a John Travolta dimple.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
and you don't play snooker.
No, I mean, no, I've got the dimple. It goes in my family. My granddad had it, my dad's got it, my niece has got it. I don't think it's that good for a girl, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Having the bum chin.
My son, I've noticed.
Superman chin.
He needs to like work on his physicality a bit. I've noticed he's got a bit of cellulite.
Really?
Mm.
He's only one, isn't he?
He's one. Yeah.
What a fat bastard.
But he's quite a brave, and I'm glad he's a brave, adventurous little kind of survival expert, Bear Grylls type 1-year-old.
If you were still famous, then
the
paparazzi would be
open,
taking photos.
That little motherfucker's upstairs within seconds. He's like a danger cat.
But he's got a big fat, like,
but he's got
girl's ass.
Like Lizzo.
Really? Why has he got that?
And by the way, anyone who's properly fat and you're passing it off as body positivity, fuck off.
I mean,
no one ever wanted to see that shit. No one ever does.
Some people like fat birds.
Like, I love fat birds. I always have.
You didn't, why didn't you want to see him naked then?
No, not my son.
Why has your son got to do with it?
He's one.
Why? Because he's got Lizzo's ass.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's not...
I don't understand what's going on here.
No, I fucking don't. It's like ketamine conversation.
Something's gone weird here. You were talking about your son having Lizzo's ass. Then you were like, I hate fat people. Because they get like they show their asses off, but loads of people like a big fat ass,
look,
and they want to look at
saying,
it. Why not? Get on with it.
Basically, I got confused. Separate things. My son's got cellulite, and I don't want him to end up like Lizzo. Separate topic.
Yeah.
I was in Bluewater the other day, and I noticed some of the mannequins are now Lizzo size.
Because people are getting fatter.
Why would you, like, deforestation as well?
You know what, I get what you're saying in terms of, like...
Why are you going to use that much wood?
We shouldn't sort of glamorise being really unhealthy, but, like, because some people are just definitely dead unhealthy, and like, I'm just being body positive, but you're like, no, you're about to die.
Listen,
Then also, who are we to say anything?
Look, I'm no pervert, yeah?
You're
not a fucking pervert.
Of course you are. Every man is.
I'm not a man. I don't even think I'm from this planet, to be perfectly honest,
yeah,
if you want to go
I agree.
There. No, but do you know what? I genuinely don't.
That's ego, that.
Is it?
When I was a little kid, I used to think I'd come from another planet, but it's because you've got an ego. You're like,
no,
I'm special,
just,
I'm
I
different.
I can't imagine.
And then you realise you're not.
I do not understand how everyone doesn't... Do you not see what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying, so you've entered that stage where you've got like a Rubik's Cube brain.
Pure bollocks, yeah.
Oh,
whatever, like,
why has 1-year-old boy got Lizzo's ass?
Look, he's a baby, man.
He twerks.
He's a train. No, he's a good guy.
Yeah,
anyway,
I met him, he's lovely.
Point.
Great ass.
I was in Bluewater. You know I'm into mannequins. I've told you this before. For any mannequin fans, not saying I'm one of them, but one of my mates.
Oh, yeah, my mate.
He told me that those, like, you know them roads, like Edgware Road and Mile End Road and Whitechapel Road, them like fabric routes that run into London.
That's one way of putting
it. You know
what
I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. They've all got
fabric
shops on them.
After fabric shop after fabric shop. Yeah. Mannequin after mannequin in like cheap fucking Talisa clothing. To me,
okay,
I've rented drop tops before with hydraulics and just drove up and down in roads for
that's insane.
Bank holiday weekend.
Firstly, what's a drop top? A convertible?
Yeah, convertible.
Why,
yeah,
why
American.
Did you decide to rent one of them and then drive it up and down a road full of fabric shops?
Because at the time, that is what I was fucking into, mate.
I mean, you never cease to surprise me. And honestly, I've never done that, so maybe it's nice.
I'm just saying, if anyone is into mannequins, there is a couple of golden miles, and that is Edgware Road and Mile End Road.
Can you get fit ones? Is like someone designing fit,
mate,
ones?
Some cool
with like a fanny.
Mannequins out there. But, you know, now it's next to fucking Gemma Collins.
Oh, I bet woke lot have ruined mannequins, haven't they?
Have you ever seen that clip of Gemma Collins, like, just like jovially scratching her fanny and sniffing it and laughing?
No, but you know, why not? If she wants to do it.
Reverse Cowboy.
This is descending to madness. This is the point where I stop editing because it just it's just.
Are we charging people for this?
Unfortunately, yeah. I'm really sorry to everyone listening.
No, I'd listen to this though. I would
because it's you going.
I've been good.
You've been great until about 5 minutes ago. Now you're just like,
oh, you still like me then?
I'm your biggest fan, and I would literally do anything for you.
Well, I was explaining in a pub before that me and you met episode one, right?
Yeah, and I went straight in for a cuddle, and he's like, get off me, you gay.
You fucking gay lord.
Go to fucking get away, you fucking boss.
Reverse cowboy.
There's a calm surrender.
Yes.
To the rush of day. When the heat of a rolling wind can be turned away.
You know, I've got it.
Beautiful.
And it chanted moment, and it sees me through.
Feel me.
It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. And can you feel the love tonight?
I can.
It is where we are.
No stoke for press.
It's enough for this wide-eyed wonder that we got this far. And can you feel the love tonight? How it's led to rest.
I've changed a little bit.
It's enough to make kings and vagabonds leave the very best.
Beautiful, that.
Well done.
That's amazing. Dude, I'm not doing one this week. I refuse. I'm not ready.
You can't follow that.
I can't really, to be honest, no.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you shaggers. Kiss kiss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.